The world's stellar sea lion population has dropped dramatically over the past few decades, making the population of Alaska's western stock critically endangered. The Alaska Sea Life Center's Lori Polalchek is trying to figure out why. She and her colleagues hope that breeding sea lions in captivity will help them better understand the wild population. Recent sea lion pregnancies at the Sea Life Center haven't been successful, but researchers are hopeful the latest one might go exactly as planned. APRN's Sarah Bernard has the story.
If you listen to them enough, you can tell which animal is vocalizing. They have their own pitch.
Marine mammal scientist Lori Polalchek is one of the lead stellar sea lion researchers at the Alaska Sea Life Center. She says the research they're doing here is pretty unique.
It's the only study breeding program in the world where we're collecting data that hopefully will be turned around and help the population.
Scientists aren't sure why the stellar sea lion population dropped so quickly. It could be competition with fisheries, for instance, or killer whale predation. But studying how they produce successful young could be one key to building their population back up. Right now, the Sea Life Center has two males, one large breeder, Woody, and one younger male, Pilot, who Polalchek says will fill Woody's shoes eventually.
Pilot at 3 was already bigger than Woody at 5. And just wait until you see Woody. He's an impressive sea lion.
Woody is almost 2,500 pounds. He recently put on an extra 500 just because he shared a wall with Pilot, the younger male, and probably wanted to show him who was boss.
As you can tell, it's that very guttural, very deep, and you can smell a bit of his musk coming through, and whew, it's almost asphyxiating. It's so thick.
There are 4 female sea lions at the center, and one, named Eden, is about to give birth. Polalchek says Eden's not the most attractive sea lion. She's a bit hard of hearing, so often cocks her head to one side, and always has a tongue sticking out.
But she is the apple of Woody's eye. When she is on exhibit, she is his primary focus. He will breed with the other animals, but he always goes back to Eden.
Eden's also a favorite of the trainers and researchers who work with her, in part because she exhibits some unusual behaviors, such as protecting other females when Woody gets too aggressive. There's no evolutionary reason for this.
And so for her to make that move, to put herself in between the two of them, is really sort of endeared her to everyone else. Here she is protecting this other sea lion. And so she is, I would say, just a really special, special sea lion.
And now that Eden is pregnant, very pregnant, a handful of scientists, vets, and trainers are gathering for an ultrasound. Senior veterinarian Pam Tuomi pulls out her portable ultrasound machine about the size of a large laptop.
Okay, 120. Good normal heart rate. This kid is big enough I can't get a cross-section of the ribs anymore.
Tuomi says even though it isn't completely necessary, they've been doing ultrasounds every day.
We've been trying to do it daily as long as she has the patience for it, just because it makes us feel better. It's not making any difference to her, but it's nice for the staff to know every day that the pup still looks fine.
The fact that this pregnancy is going well is a big deal. The past two haven't. The first pregnant female, Kiska, died from pancreatic cancer very late in her pregnancy. The pup died too.
Really devastating to lose an animal that we were watching. My kids have been watching her on our computer at home, and my daughter for weeks afterwards said, "Where's the baby, Mama?" I mean, it just was heartbreaking.
The second, Tasu, gave birth to a stillborn fetus last month, and so far, none of the scientists involved can figure out why.
We did lose Tasu's pup. It was a stillborn. It was full grown, really mature, looked great, looked in good condition, and we don't know yet.
While it's difficult to lose an animal that they've been counting on, Polalchek looks on the bright side.
And then Tasu, after the stillborn was passed, she went back out with Woody and has bred again, so a very natural progression afterwards.
But for now, the focus is on Eden. When I ask if she could give birth any day now, they tell me any hour. In Seward, I'm Sarah Bernard.